farmlife.com.
Well, one of the big events, of course, in the Munster region every year is the Cork Summer Show. It's a two-day event, as always, and of course, it's taking place on the weekend, Saturday the 20th, Sunday the 21st, and we'd like to be joined from two O'Mahonys from the Cork Show. It's Anne O'Mahony and Katrina O'Mahony. First of all, Anne, you're welcome to our programme.
Thanks for having us. We're delighted to be here.
You go back a long, long while. You're one of the oldest shows in Munster.
We certainly are. We're over 200 years old, and I can remember going to it as a small girl, going to Ballintemple and down around the halls of Ballintemple, and now we're on a greenfield site out to the west of the city. So it's a great event with something for everyone in the audience, right, so to speak.
And of course, for years I was up to myself right close to Páirc Uí Chaoimh, for Páirc Uí Chaoimh is now synonymous with that area. But the move has been a brilliant success. It's easy accessible and plenty of space.
Plenty of space and plenty of parking. But we would recommend to most people, if you're travelling to the show, to get there, to come by bus or come by the 3 or 4 different park and ride systems that we've set in place. Okay. Free park and ride. Just avoid the traffic and being stuck in traffic on a Sunday lunchtime and get to the show faster.
So people travelling from the Waterford area coming up the N25 under the tunnel, what's the recommendation for people travelling from Waterford in the southeast?
Head to the Black Ash Park and Ride at the edge of that side of the city, just off the Kinsale Road roundabout, and get the free shuttle bus over to the show. Buses will have a separate entrance than the cars, so they should be able to swing in there faster.
So just off the Kinsale roundabout, you'll see the parking there, and there's a park and ride facility. And that's happening both Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah. As regards the show, it's a mix for everyone. It's a great family day out. There's fabulous food, there's fabulous trade stands, and of course the horses, the ponies, the cattle, the sheep. So something for everybody there.
Absolutely. Whether you like horses or whether you like cattle, there's something for everybody. And you can move around to the different trade stands, etc. But the cattle rings are opening and working full belt on Saturday, and the ponies on Saturday all day. And then on Sunday, we have the various horses and the working hunters, etc. We're delighted this year to have the dressage demonstration on the Sunday afternoon by two experts in their field, Sue Smallman and Emily Kate Robinson. And we also have a big Irish draft contingency, three big Irish draft classes on the Sunday lunchtime as well, Sunday afternoon as well. Brilliant. So we're delighted with all that.
And of course, Sue is a former Grand Prix winner, so she's renowned as regards to set. And it's a lovely spectacle. It's a lovely spectacle.
It is. It's an amazing thing to see. Amazing.
As regards, of course, Waterford, every year we've come away with lots of rosettes, both from the cattle section and particularly in the horses, but in the showing and in the jumping. I know a huge contingent, Fraad, Gemma Phelan, the Wedgers, the Tallam Keane, the Beechers from Tallow, and of course also Tom Power in the showing classes. So we've had good success in the past, and hopefully we'll have it this weekend.
We wish everybody the best of luck, and may the best person on the day win.
As regards online, and I know you have a strong online presence, and I know Katrina very much looks after your website. Indeed, it's an excellent website explaining all about this year's Cork Show, and I know Katrina is there with you, Anne.
Yes, I'm here. Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Katrina, as I said, the website, an excellent website. Indeed, the whole operation is well covered, and as your Anne mentioned earlier, the park and ride really is a must for people, particularly travelling from Waterford.
Yeah.
Southeast.
Absolutely. We massively encourage everybody to use the park and ride every year, but in particular this year, to keep everybody safe and get in and out of the grounds as quick as we possibly can. So from anybody who's entering any of your competitions or any of our competitions, we have two designated livestock-only parking areas this year.
Okay.
So we're slightly changing things. So livestock-only will be coming in exit one, and any general public, please take the park and ride. And if you don't take the park and ride, you will be joining the general queue of traffic into the on-site parking.
Okay. And then, of course, trade stands are part and parcel, and the variety of trade stands, food stalls, and indeed, I've been amazed year on year at the fantastic spread of stands.
We have 300 trade stands that cover from everything inside there. We have the live music going on. There's an AgriAware. I'm not sure if you're familiar with them, but they're an amazing group.
Yeah, I've been involved on the board of that for a good number of years, so I'm well aware of AgriAware. Yes, so they do great work promoting the agri-food industry with the children.
Absolutely, they're brilliant. So they're actually building their farm with us on site. It's being delivered. I was out there this morning on the grounds, and it's being offloaded, and that's actually going to be on 1.5 acres of land, and they're building that this weekend. There's going to be cattle there. Oh. There'll be milking cows, and they're going to be sheep shearing during the day.
That's a lovely addition. So will that be there both Saturday and Sunday? Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday, and they also this year going to have, I believe it's the first time they've done it, they've got a food for thought marquee. So a marquee for themselves, and they're going to have many panel discussions uncovering, telling the story of Agriaware, the 30 years of success and celebrations that they have achieved. They're also going to be telling the story of Irish food, which some of those panel discussions are then going to be complemented by a chef's demo afterwards.
Fabulous. So it's, know, on, it's, yeah, I think it's brilliant, and it actually brings home to people where their food actually comes from, and there's 100%. A lovely balance there, and it's entertaining.
We also then this year, so they have the marquee, they have their trade stand, you have the food stall, you have over 40 different food venues, you have a premium hospitality marquee available this year. We have the poultry, and on the poultry is on the Sunday. It's fabulous to go check out some chicks, and then on the Sunday you can hop in and see some rabbits. They're going to be inside there. Yeah. And also this year is, I don't know if you've ever been to it, but Cork, out in our grounds historically we used to have the War Games reenactment zone. They used to have their own event out there. They're coming under our umbrella this year, and there's going to be reenactments from World War One, World War Two, the Vikings, Romans, and the Irish Revolution. Brilliant. Irish Revolution, they're all going to be reenacting and be set up out on site as well.
Well, listen, as you say, it's something for every, and of course the cattle, the horses, the show jumping is always top level there, the Grand Prix there every
Absolutely.
Year, and it's a huge Waterford contingent heading up both as to attend, families attending, and also entered as well in various competitions. Listen, Katrina and Anne, well done, you're keeping up a great tradition. It's the Cork Summer
Absolutely.
Show.
Thank you very
Saturday
much.
The 20th, Sunday the 21st in the new site, and I must say I was thrilled to see the new site. I think it's been a big addition since you moved out to Corraheen.
It is. It's been brilliant to, I think it's a lovely harmony between the urban and the rural communities, and it's a celebration of bringing the two of them together, and that's what makes it extra special and makes us proud to be affiliated with them.
Katrina and Anne O'Mahony of the Cork Summer Show. Listen, best of luck to the Cork Summer Show. Saturday 20th, Sunday 21st. Promise to be, once again, a huge success. Thanks for taking our call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.